This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, can you hear the libertarian tears right now? Donald Trump did not choose Andrew Napolitano for the Supreme Court position, as many libertarians were.
And also, I don't have a pet dragon, in case we were just announcing obvious
fantasies. Right. So, you know, it's really been kind of sad to watch some of the libertarians out there who have just kind of been fawning over Donald Trump and not using the level of critical thinking that they really should be when it comes to this guy. And I'll admit, I understand.
I would say that judgment goes for everyone that voted for him, too, regardless of libertarian
but
or Republican.
There are a lot of libertarians who didn't vote for him and who would not have voted for him, who have been posting on Facebook like, wow, Trump did
jumping
this
on the bandwagon.
And like the most recent version of this.
How is that different than you posting, wow, Obama pardoned a bunch of drug convicts?
Well, that's actually something Obama did.
That's good, though.
That he deserved. You know, if somebody does something right, whether it's the police or Barack Obama or Donald Trump, I'll say when they did something right.
Also, there's things he hasn't actually done yet.
No, and I'll give you an example of this. So, like, there are a bunch of people posting on social media, and we talked in detail about it last night, so I'm not going to dig too deep into it, but this thing you might have heard, Donald Trump's going to have them repeal two regulations for every one new regulation. You heard about that, right?
Yeah. And
regulating
it's
the regulations.
That would also be, like, really minute improvement anyway.
Well, it sounds nice on its face. But the reality is, we looked at the order that he wrote. So there's all the headlines, there's all the buzz, and then there's what the order actually says. And the order says that the federal agencies are ordered to identify two regulations for elimination, not actually eliminate them. So all that it requires that they do is if they want to make a new regulation, they have to identify two that could be eliminated. Not that they have to eliminate them. It's not clear in the bill that anyone has to do anything to eliminate. And even if they did, even if it was written that way, there are exemptions written into the bill for certain types like military and other departments are already granted an exemption. And then the director of whichever bureaucracy we're talking about here, the OMB, that's what it was, the Office of Management and Budget, I believe is what that stands for. Mm-hmm. The director can then exempt whoever he wants. He can just exempt to any old bureaucracy he wants from this supposed new rule. So the fact is, even if it was a requirement, and it doesn't seem like it is to repeal the two for everyone, then they could exempt as many as they want.
But even if it was what people are saying it is, that's still not really that exciting. First of all, it's not really the case that, oh, one law is less than two laws. That's not how laws work. And you're still, okay, so you're getting rid of two regulations, so you're having regulatory growth. Okay, well, you know, whatever. We still have a ridiculous amount of regulations. We have hundreds of regulations.
What if it was 10-1? Would that be, like, a big deal?
I mean, probably not.
I think it's a good idea, and it's something that I've never heard, like, at the national level talked about. But as far as I'm concerned, it's just talk. There's nothing that's actually happened so far. And you've got all these libertarians posting on social media like, all right, Trump! You know, and it's just, take a moment here and remember that this guy is a politician. He may sound different and behave differently than politicians you're used to, but until something actually happens, then it's just talk. It's he's still campaigning.
Until we get a reduction in the amount of taxes taken out of our paychecks,
what's it going to look like?
Still just handing money over to a minority of people, and they're deciding how it gets spent.
That's why I say, let's take the temperature a year from now and see if there actually are fewer regulations. I bet you there won't be. And I'd love to be wrong about that. And you know,
but it's hard to count anyway. So you take two regulations and you go in the Word document and you delete the heading on the second one, and now they're one regulation. This is not something that's easily measurable.
That's one of the other questions I had was, well, how do you define a regulation? Is it, you know, do you have to remove two paragraphs for every one? Does it have to, you know, is it one sentence for every two, you know, two sentences for every one? Or can you, you know, add in a, you know, whole, you know, multiple pages of regulations, call that one regulation, and then repeal two sentence-long regulations as a result. So I'm sure there's all kinds of wiggle room in this, especially given the obvious exemptions that were programmed into it.
Even on its face, this means nothing.
Right. But yet, you know, people are all excited about
it.
So I brought that up as an example of here's the latest one. People were posting about Donald Trump is talking to Andrew Napolitano. Now, Andrew Napolitano, for those that don't know, Fox News commentator, or he was, I don't think he is. I think he's still he makes appearances on there, but he used to have his own show and he was called The Judge because he's been a judge at some point. And he's pretty libertarian sounding. Like, I don't know how he would describe himself politically.
Well, he said he was an anarchist.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a pretty liberty-oriented dude. And so, of course, Donald Trump talking to him.
Tax dollars?
I don't think he currently works for the government. I'm not sure about that.
I'm not aware. Well, I guess he was a judge at one point.
He was at one point.
He hasn't been a judge for a while.
Yeah.
He worked for a news agency.
Yeah, he's a commentator, basically, at this point. And so, you know, the fact that Trump had talked to him just got all the libertarians up in a tizzy about, oh, this could be the new Supreme Court. Well,
yeah,
guess
Trump
what?
Also
he's not.
Talked with Kanye West, but
yeah, there you go.
You don't
he's
see
he's
him.
Not the new Supreme Court judge. They've nominated Judge Neil Gorsuch. Or Gorsuch, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. That is the person who was chosen tonight. It was just announced just at the top of the hour, apparently. We'll tell you more about that in moments. But let's go to David. He's on the line.
Oh,
and there's apparently some talkback coming from David's connection, so I don't know if we're going to be able to put him on at the moment. So we'll see about that coming up here in a little bit. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we were talking about the police cameras and whether or not, you know, this is a libertarian issue. I think that there wasn't a whole lot of consensus in the room on the topic and where we ended up going, but I think we did agree that it's not really a libertarian issue on its face.
I don't think it is. There's no libertarian requirement to run a criminal gang a certain way. And there's no libertarian requirements to refrain from doing absolutely anything to a cop. So it's however it works out practically.
What do you think just about the idea of police? You know, again, the police aren't going to disappear tomorrow. So while we have this government monopoly on protection services, is it a good idea to, you know, possibly put a camera on some of the more bad behaving ones?
Well, and I don't know, and that's kind of the issue. If I knew the answer to that question, that would be my answer. So
I'm asking you to speculate.
I've had situations where that kept somebody out of jail, but that usually happens when the cop doesn't know there was a camera.
Right.
And I can see situations where a cop would refrain from doing something because he knew he was on camera. I can also see situations where a cop would be more aggressive, either for fear of job security or for just wanting to look tough because he is on camera. Because they have that issue where that happens where they in places where they film cops.
Mm-hmm.
And that kid who got a grenade thrown on him.
You mean the little baby?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, that was originally an episode. I mean, they didn't film that, or they didn't show
they didn't
that.
Show
episode,
that part.
But I think they probably just didn't show that whole episode. But that was
there was cops
episode
was there.
It wasn't cops. That was 24.
Wait a minute, that's a fictional show, right?
It was, maybe it was 24 something, but it was
okay.
It was a police
show. Yeah, that's what she's talking about. You're saying that they were recording the police going on a real raid.
Right, and
saying.
The speculation was from some of the plaintiff's attorneys or some of the victim's family's attorneys that the cops wouldn't have thrown a grenade through a window blindly.
If they weren't showing off.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I don't know about that. That is pretty speculative
because they do love to
break windows and throw grenades
right,
and stuff.
The defense attorneys in that town would have a better idea than I would, but I can definitely see. First of all, you don't have an unlimited supply of grenades. You're going to break into houses more than you're going to throw grenades blindly. So I that might be true. I don't know. Maybe these cops throw a grenade at every house they go to. I don't know, but I kind of doubt it.
Maybe you should just stop giving cops grenades.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea. The toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us and take control of the airwaves. Also, Skype in, a Skype username, lrn.fm.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's police cameras or Ron Paul and his opinion about the Donald Trump presidency so far, we'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Heather.
And our toll-free number for you to join us is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And if you've ever thought about starting up your own website or blog, here's how to do it easily. You go to hostgator.com/FTL, and not only are you going to get 50% off of their regular prices, but you'll also get simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 99.99% uptime rating, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. And that's just scratching the surface on their features. Go on over to hostgator.com/FTL to learn more and get that special discount of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners. That's 50% off their regular prices over at hostgator.com/FTL. We're going to try David one more time here. I checked him out during the break there, make sure his audio was working correctly, and I believe it is. Go ahead, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's everyone? What's up, everyone? So, question, Heather. Talking in an earlier segment about the whenever you look at some action that somebody takes, first, you really look at their intent before you make a distinction on whether it was moral or not. Is that sum it up?
No, it's I look at their intent before I go making haste judgments. You know what I mean? Like I want to make the world a better place, and I think in order to do that, it involves understanding the people that you want to make better. So, for example, if like a law enforcement officer does something or enforces a law I think is unjust, part of me communicating, you know, how that law is in fact unjust is by understanding where is the officer coming from and why he's enforcing it, you know? Like, does he have ill intent? And a great example of this was when it comes to speeding tickets, right? Like, a lot of libertarians, anarchists, they're anti-speed limit, you know what I mean? And the argument that I heard from a law enforcement officer once was, you know, while it seems like we're the bad guy because we go around handing out tickets, you know, to people that are driving recklessly, you pull a dead child from a car and have to tell the parent, you know, because somebody was driving 90 to 100 miles an hour, hit the car, and then say it's a bad idea to then, you know, have a punishment enforced as a collective group that punishes people that drive at excessive speeds. So I can see both sides to issues, and I think, you know, before I'm going to go saying, oh, all cops are bad and all of this other stuff, I look at the intent behind a person before I make a judgment.
So I mean, are you saying that, you know, stealing is always wrong and there's never a really valid moral justification for it?
I mean, you got to do what you got to do to survive, you know what I mean? I can't, like, fault somebody that's going to steal food because they don't have any to eat, you know? Like,
I can fault them for that.
Isn't there a difference between understanding why somebody did something and still calling that something an immoral act?
I mean, it is definitely immoral to steal things. I think that, you know, in the example, the classic example, of course, is somebody who's in some sort of disaster scenario, you know, a hurricane or whatever, and they're starving, and then there's the bread storefront that they can just go in and they can take, you know, something out of it. I think that in the moment, in some sort of dire situation, it's one thing to keep yourself alive, but I think the right thing to do then would be to go back to that place and pay back what it was.
And then I also have, okay, so if you're living in at least in the States or in most developed countries, we have warnings for these kind of things, so why were you there in the first place to be in that position?
Yeah.
So you can't put yourself in a position and then say that it's everyone else's responsibility to now bail you out of it every time.
But, yeah, you should fault people for stealing, even in dire
circumstances. I'm not saying I don't fault people. I'm saying I understand why they do it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's different.
Right, I mean, it's still wrong, but there might be, to one degree or another, some type of, I don't know, corner case that you might would understand, right? But, but I mean, it was just interesting hearing you talking about the jumping from what we were just talking about to what you were talking about earlier, Heather, about the speeding ticket and, you know, why cops do it and their justification. I mean, because when you think about it, you know, I see what they're saying. They think they're saving children, but in fact, what they're doing to stop that is, I mean, they're not just passing by people and giving suggestions, right? They're threatening to kill people. That's what blue lights mean. Pull over, or I could kill you.
I disagree.
That is exactly what it means.
I mean,
a traffic stop is a death threat.
Try not pulling over for them,
Heather. Why would I pull over?
Exactly.
I'm not pulling over just because I got time to kill and feel like talking to a cop.
What do you think they're going to do to you if you don't pull over for them?
No, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, technically anybody can kill anyone at any point in time.
What do they do when people don't pull over? It's not like we have.
You don't have to speculate.
Yeah, I mean,
we can test this.
I mean, you can test that theory if you want.
Or we could just Google.
I wouldn't, and you wouldn't either, because everybody knows what happens.
No, I'm not going to do that, because it's not really a smart thing to do.
And why is it not a smart thing to do?
You can't, man.
You know why it's not smart, because they're going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Right. They may not kill you right away, but the threat of violence is there, and it's very real, and they may very well kill you.
I guess I'm one of those people that I pick and choose my battles, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that it's a good plan to refuse to pull over for a cop in most situations, but I am saying that a traffic stop is a death threat. It doesn't usually come to that because most victims comply.
I'm with Melanie on this one. I mean, you're spot on. I mean, you know, let's not confuse what to do about it with what, in fact, it really is.
So if somebody steals a candy bar from Walmart, that is theft. That does not mean that it's a good idea for Walmart to take that person to court and spend $5,000 on a lawyer over a candy bar.
Nor does it mean
theft.
That it's okay for Walmart to kill them over the candy bar either.
Right.
I'm
kind of like losing you guys because with these analogies, to be honest with you.
All right. What are you lost on?
What do you mean, the candy bar one? I don't get that.
Well, right. Like, just because and reaction would be unintelligent does not mean that the underlying aggression is still not the same underlying aggression. It's still theft. That doesn't mean that it makes sense for Walmart to do anything about it. It doesn't mean it makes sense for you to do anything about the theft.
This is my thought, right? Like, regardless of whether or not government existed, people and human behavior stays the same. There's still going to be people with alpha personalities, right? There's still going to be people that are a collective, right? So it's not necessarily, like, government itself that's the issue, because you can have mafias, you can have, you know, cartels that are organized violence. So you're completely anti-collectivism is what you're saying. You're saying nobody's allowed.
Okay, the mafia is not a voluntary collective. The mafia is an unlicensed government. And even if you don't want to call it that, okay, fine. So if somebody without a badge goes around shooting people who don't pull over when he says so, he's still an aggressor. The badge is completely irrelevant.
Yeah, and, like, I think people are free to make their own decisions, you know? Like, you can challenge the establishment then. Like, go down to the state house. Like, fight speeding bills. Like, you know, do what you gotta do.
Ask the government nicely, then they'll stop aggressing.
Or be the
I'm gonna hold up a sign that says stealing is wrong.
You can run for office. What it comes down to is life in America and all these ideas and stuff like that. It's a battle and it's an arena of ideas.
I agree with something you're saying, Heather, and that is that the government is essentially, I don't know if you're saying this, but it's sort of the manifestation of
the
what
ideas.
People believe. Right. More coming up here in a moment.
Exactly.
It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Things are getting a little heated in the studio here
no,
tonight.
No, it's
not. It's all just for fun. But yeah. We do have people with different opinions, and that's always interesting. Our toll-free number again, 855-453. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Heather.
And don't forget, you can go and shop with Free Talk Live and help Free Talk Live continue our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as possible. Get the stuff you want at the same time, at the great prices that you're used to from Amazon. All you have to do is enter the Amazon links that you'll find over at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon Canada, UK, and US. You just click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We still have David on the line. We were talking about the government, and we got into the kind of this discussion about, you know, are they they a criminal gang? Well, the people here on the air tonight, David, our guy here on Skype who's called in, Melanie and myself, I think we all agree the government's a criminal gang. Now, Heather, I'm not trying to, like, you know, outnumber you here or anything like that.
It's okay.
You may believe, do you think that they are a criminal gang? You just don't want to call them that because you're worried about what people
will think? No. I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying whether it is or isn't a criminal gang. I'm saying that one blanket assumption, like, what parts about it specifically are criminal? Like, you could argue,
because
how about a legal gang?
So, taxation is theft. Okay, my proposition, make taxes voluntary, right? Have a public list of everybody that doesn't want to pay taxes. Okay, and then the other thing I would say would be a good thing to kind of make government agencies operate more like nonprofits, allow people that did pay taxes and want to continue to pay taxes to be able to differentiate between departments where their tax money goes.
Departments would have to compete for the tax dollars.
It would be voluntary tax. You could redefine it, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Like your denotation to the word.
No, but I agree with you completely. In fact, I've proposed something similar to that before as well, where what we should have, if you're going to have this idea of the state, let's make it one that is funded through consensual means.
Yeah.
And that would completely change everything.
The people that don't want to pay, that want to be like, you know what, I don't want to fund anything. I don't want to give $1 of my money to anything and anybody else in the community. Fine. Let them have their money. Make them public so that nobody would want to do business with them because they'd be that selfish person in the community that's just, you know,
right. I want to give David one more chance to weigh in here. There's still some audio issues with his connection. David, did you have anything else you wanted to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious, Heather. I mean, in that voluntary, you know, if there were such a thing, a voluntary government, right? I mean, you wouldn't be, you know, I guess you wouldn't be for, like, you know, using aggressive tactics on anybody that wouldn't participate in any way, right?
No, so we're not talking about. It should be voluntary. I think people should, but I don't think a lot of the people that advocate for, you know, no taxation and no government would last or would fare well if there wasn't. So I think they're kind of naive in the sense that government actually probably protects more people like them than it hurts.
I mean, yeah. But it doesn't make stealing right. It doesn't make, aggressive violence right. And you would say that you're generally opposed to aggressive violence, correct?
Yes.
All right. David, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, David.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Once again, you can Skype in, just as David did, and you'll sound pretty good most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Skype username is lrn.fm. There was one other thing that I wanted to point out here. And that was that you had touched on, and we mentioned at the very end of the last segment, the idea that the government is essentially a manifestation of what people believe.
Yeah.
And that if tomorrow you pressed a button and the government disappeared, you'd still have people who wanted to use force on others. You would still have people who wanted to control their neighbor. And
everybody's mentalities would be the same. And the only way that you're going to change anything that exists today is by winning it people over in the arena of ideas.
And that's where you were saying that calling the police a criminal gang, you think, is counterproductive.
Well, I do, because I think that the majority of people see, you know, specific laws and things that police are tasked with doing, they see as benefiting the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think to act like, okay, I want to be alone. I don't want anyone to bother me. I don't want anyone to, you know, have anything to do with me. Like that, it's kind of like naive to think that we're alone in this world, that like there are not other people living around us, that
right.
Like we shouldn't take what they think into consideration.
Both perspectives are valuable.
You're talking about whether or not something's a fact, and facts are not subject to democracy.
No, she's talking about communicating the ideas of, you know, whatever it is we're trying to discuss here, whether it's, you know, creating this voluntary society.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you'd rather go about it in a way that respects the way other people think about these things, like the police. And, Melanie, you're like the iconoclast of, screw this, the police are a criminal gang, and let's, you know, throw the door open on what they're actually doing.
I think that you should take into take strategy into account. But first of all, there are different strategies. Different people are going to be converted by different things.
That's right.
Different people are going to be convinced by different things. And to say that nobody should be talking about what the police actually are is just weird to me.
The police are a manifestation based on the ideas adopted by the majority of people that live in this country.
I don't know if Heather's saying don't talk about it. She's just saying it's not right for her. Like, for instance, I see value in both of these positions. I think that, you know, like you said, Heather is going to reach somebody different with her message, which ultimately, it's, you know, base level is a similar message in that, you know, you support a voluntary society.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to reach different people, Melanie, with your message of F the police, they're a criminal gang. I think that there's room for both of those viewpoints.
There are plenty of people walking around who hate the police. Not everybody thinks that they're this wonderful thing.
No doubt.
And even the ones
that a lot of people do.
Who do are logical, and if you can convince them, okay, these are the reasons why the police are evil, if you did this.
But most people aren't convinced by logic.
Like, how are you going to, like, you can argue that what they're doing is unethical, but make that argument.
Okay, people who do unethical things are evil. Like, that's what evil is.
Okay, so you were a lawyer, you took some law school. Like, what elements, in order to convict somebody of criminal liability, what two Latin terms do you need in order to make a conviction?
Okay, that what you need.
The
actus
reus and the mens rea, which is a criminal act and mental intent, right? So if the intent of law enforcement
is
good, you can't technically.
Well, they don't believe they're evil, okay? So a lot of people who are doing... Right, well, that's the thing. A lot of people who are doing what we might consider to be evil are themselves, they believe they are good and that they are allied against evil themselves. So, I mean, I totally understand that there's different approaches and different tactics and techniques, and I think we need all of it. I think that, you know, right now, sadly, the majority of Americans support law enforcement. I was blown away by it because I, you know, I'm like you, Melanie. I see all the problems. I see all of the, you know, the issues with law enforcement. It's plain as day. You know, it's been getting more media attention in the last few years than it had in, you know, decades prior. But nonetheless, it was still like close to 80% of Americans in a survey that Daryl was sharing with us a few nights, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago or whenever it was, on the air. I was shocked. I figured it would have been a more even split at least, but no, it was an overwhelming number. So if you can persuade people while still sort of understanding where they're coming from, I think that's an important thing to be able to do. But at the same time, there's also an importance in what Melanie's talking about, and that is to signal out to the people out there who are ready to receive that message that, yes, other people agree with you, that the police are dangerous, they are hurting peaceful people, something needs to be done about it.
If the majority of people want to get rid of all the police departments in the country, like, have at it, you know what I mean? But the fact of the matter is, that's not how people feel right now.
Even when their supermajority wants to do something about the police, they get ignored. We saw that with the Bearcat here in Keene. There's more coming up.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the Liquor Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Dynovite.com.
When I get to about 3/4...
When I get down to the bottom...
A couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chops free.
New, improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. While the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now, there's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a fundamental disagreement in the studio tonight, and it seems to be based around the best way to communicate the ideas of freedom.
Well, but I don't even think there is a best way. I think there's several ways and different ways we're going to reach different people.
But Heather's saying that
have to pick one.
Heather's saying that you're setting back the movement somehow. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, what she's doing is she's building a wall between her and the people. That if you could win over the very people, you're putting a wall between.
I don't think she cares about winning those people.
No,
over.
But that's the thing. If you cared about the actual, like, making actual changes. Okay, then you'd want to win over the minds and hearts of police officers, legislators, and people in the position could change.
And that would be nice, but if I have to pick one, and I do, between the victims and the police, the victims are going to win every time. If I have to pick between the aggressors and saying that that's what they are, and the victims and telling the victim, your aggressor isn't really
okay,
an aggressor,
God.
I'm siding with the victims, period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could you see maybe that that by her sort of pandering to the police, that's going to turn some people off, right? Like, I get what you're saying. You're saying you need to look at these people as human beings. I'm the same way as you in that aspect. But at the same time, I also agree with Melanie that they are committing aggression on a daily basis against these people.
Like, I guess it's a matter of, like, do you believe that certain, you know, like, in helping the greater good, you know what I mean? And that's what a lot of, like...
Well, I don't know what that means. I mean, that's a totally subjective term. I believe in helping people,
who need, you know, help from being aggressed against, and so that's why I give people information about their rights, for instance.
This is a completely hypothetical situation, right? Say you knew some extremely important information that tons of people were going to die if you didn't do something about this, okay? But you didn't have time to educate every last person in the entire country. You know, would you support somebody using force in order to...
Are we talking about
benefit the greater good?
Are we talking about like torturing somebody here?
No.
I mean, that's where we have
like
to go.
Forcing people to, you know what I mean?
I'm never in favor of violating people's rights in favor of some great idea of what might happen as a result of that. That's basically isn't that utilitarianism essentially?
Not like that. I'm not explaining it the right way.
Well, give you a moment to think about it here, because we got the bad slave on the line. He's calling, listening to LRN.FM. Bad slave, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from New Hampshire.
Thank you. I want to measure in right on this very discussion, if y'all don't mind.
That's why we're here. Go ahead.
Thank you. The idea that someone, I think Heather was saying that, if you don't want to, you know, pay attention to anyone, you want to just be by yourself and all of that, I don't care about people like that. If they want to be off by themselves, I certainly don't want anybody to interfere with them. At the same time, I think that human beings are social beings. We always want to be with people. We want to cooperate. We want to make good. We want to have community. We want to have families. We want to, you know, share and all of that, but we want it to be sharing. We do not want it to be coercion. And the minute that anybody goes out and becomes a cop or many other bureaucrats for the government, they are engaging in the threat of force. When you engage the threat of force, you're so much more vulnerable to being,
let me ask you this. Like, am I a bad parent because essentially, like, I don't give my daughter the choice as to whether or not she can wear a jacket when it's 10 degrees out?
Course,
although she would love to not wear her jacket.
We're talking about adults here, children need the guidance of their parents. Parents, you know.
And I think in some ways the general public believe government serves as guidance for people.
And that's a huge mistake. It's taking us down a path, isn't it?
You would be a bad parent if you held a gun to your daughter's head to get her to put on a jacket, which is what the government is doing, whether they want to wear a jacket
true.
Or not.
That's not true. There's certain levels of force. Like, so, can take it to
the... Go ahead. Say your piece. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
Like, people aren't going to shoot you over not paying a speeding ticket.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Well,
so
they
I
do.
Just, like, not pay
they
a
actually
ticket.
Do.
Cool.
They're not
going to
come and just shoot you.
They escalate the force.
You don't pay your ticket, you get a summons, then they come get you, and you have to.
And if you don't want to go when they come get you, that's when it could escalate to them shooting you.
I think there would be a number of officers that would not shoot you, that would only use enough force to detain
But if you fight back, they're going to shoot you.
Obviously.
Well, that's
not
the thing.
Shoot you. No.
Yeah, they will.
The majority of cops aren't going to shoot you.
If you pull a gun out, they'll shoot you.
The majority,
if someone breaks in your house and says, you owe me $100, even though you actually don't, and I'm bringing you to this building, and you're like, no, you're not, and you pull a gun out to defend yourself, they don't even have a right to shoot you.
There are officers, there definitely 100% are officers that will shoot you if you do that. But there's also officers that will just use enough force necessary. So there are parents like me that will use enough force necessary to make my daughter wear her coat. And there might be parents out there that will threaten their child if they don't put on the coat. I don't do that. You know what I mean?
May I make a word in edgewise?
Sorry.
The problem is that we don't know which ones are and are not going to do that. I think that the idea that you're actually using the threat of force to get paid brings you to a much higher level of potential for that to be a truism.
And I support like your positions on this matter. You know what I mean? Like I try to take neutral stances in just about everything. Like
well,
I really
this
don't
isn't
even
about this is you can't be neutral.
This isn't a neutral
about
stance
about the exercise initiated
like,
force. You can't be neutral about that. That's the point that's going on here.
See, it's not that I'm saying anything about it. I'm understanding basic human behavior and the reasons why people support things like government. And I'm acknowledging those. And so it's not me that you have to win over. You know what
well,
I mean? Like, if you
no,
want to get
I,
rid of...
I understand, but you actually have to also understand that the fact is that... We don't not want government. We want to govern ourselves. So it's not about no government.
And I feel like people that want to govern themselves should have that right.
Right. And,
but I
and
feel like people that want to be part of a collective.
You know, that become,
that's fine too.
In a sense, voluntary. What there was before the police forces came into action, you know, they actually defended against the aggression of the British government, the British soldiers. There was what was called militia. There were people that trained but they had their other jobs. They were voluntary. They would only engage when there was a need. And we can actually reinstitute that and have a safety measure. They called them the committees of safety. This was a real thing. And the possibility exists. That's what we need to be thinking about is not, oh, well, we got to placate these human beings. Well, I think that human beings want ultimate safety. They want to take care of themselves if they can.
And I think the government is out there to create
fear and to, make sure that's not happening.
Thanks, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think the conversation about the threat of violence, the threat of ultimate death behind government programs is, it's a stumbling block for a lot of libertarians. Like, for us, this is a fundamental understanding.
That's really weird, because that's what eventually converted me ultimately is recognizing that and having someone kind of point it out to me.
Sure, but it's the communicating of it that's hard to do. I mean, you're sitting here with another libertarian and you're having a difficult time, and we're having a difficult time getting her to admit that threat of violence, that threat of ultimate death does exist behind every government agent and program. And that's, that's another thing that's hard for us to explain to people because they don't want to see it. They don't want to see that reality, and it's hard to pull the wool over or out, away from people's eyes. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.